Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and kings and queens. Welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Well, welcome, 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 whether it's around the world or in the chat room or on the phone, we're so glad that you're here with us today. The time right now is 3:01 on the West Coast and it's 6:01 on the East Coast. And I'm telling you, on the West Coast, we have good weather today. So I'm sure everybody from Washington to Arizona, all the way down the coast, are enjoying good weather. So this is a good thing. Well, the show is brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And don't forget to push 1 so you can get into the queue. Okay, our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets an opportunity. You are always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is always open. There's no moderator, so if, you know, some other psychics or whoever intuitive show up, then wonderful. If not, I will go in every third or fourth call and check in the chat room and see if there's any questions. So time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show just to share their experiences and their gifts. Now, for more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, click on Psychic Readings, and they're done Monday through Friday, 11 in the morning till 7 at night. And we can accommodate your time, so spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday and Monday night. Remember, we have a Monday night show from 6 to 7. If no one has told you they love you today, well, we do. Me and Miss Nina do. And she's with me on Monday night, so you have all of us. Unless I say we have guest psychics in between or intuitive people, then, of course, you know, they'll be joining the show. So I have a lot of birthdays today. So let's go through that right quick. And Nina sent a message for everybody. So let me do birthdays. Happy birthday, Shirley Parker. Happy birthday, Papa Sam in Las Vegas. It's always a treat to see you, and you're welcome back to Washington anytime, brother. Just come on up. Happy birthday to Petro Sadecki. Happy birthday to Leslie Journey, another psychic lady in the Midwest and also works in Arizona. Hope you have a wonderful birthday. Happy birthday to Kathy Roberts. You can pick up Kathy Roberts Skold, S-K-J-O-L-D, on Facebook, and she sells all kind of beautiful fingernail polish. Oh, my God, just beautiful. As well as I think she sells fake nails, but I know their nail polish store does quite well. Happy birthday to Carolyn Palmer. Happy birthday to Clarence Davis, one of my longtime friends. Happy birthday to Michelle Lawrence Piper. Happy birthday to Lydia Pilo. Lydia used to be on the Essence of Success Radio Network a few years ago. She had a love show and was great. And the only reason why we lost her, because a radio station in Colorado snuck her from us, y'all. Picked her up and took her on like an ABC, NBC radio station. So we still miss her. We're happy for her. God knows that. But her love show was really good about how we look at love and how we share love. So we wish her the very best. Happy birthday to Cruz Alvarado. Happy birthday to Annalise Tucker. Happy birthday to you, Ernie Buchanan. And I think that's it. Yep. That's all my birthdays. So with that, let me give you the message from Nina. And then the prayer. Okay. So from Nina, this is, I guess, like a poem. But anyway, she said, read it for the show for everybody. Your shitty childhood isn't an excuse to be a shitty person. Your shitty luck with relationships isn't an excuse to be a shitty person. Your shitty experiences aren't an excuse to be a shitty person. We all have our shit, and you can either let it define you or you can grow from it. And that was from Miss Nina. Okay, now the prayer. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We sure pray for it. And we are all one with the highest power and the universe. So be it, our will be done. Okay. Well, with that, y'all, we're going to begin the show. Got that out kind of quick, huh? Hello. All right, first caller up, area code 267. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? And welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name's Donna from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Sana. How are you doing today, young lady?
Good. And it's Donna. D-O-N-N-A.
Oh, Donna, I'm sorry. So sorry. I was
That's
trying to
okay.
give you a new name. Okay, so Donna, what's going on, young lady?
I was wondering if you see me making a move up to the mountains that where I live in Pennsylvania with an old boyfriend. Do you see that happening?
Okay, in the mountains of Pennsylvania. Okay. Ooh, beautiful. God, it's beautiful. Angels are showing me the countryside. Gorgeous. You have fog problems up there sometime? I'm seeing fog on some of the trees.
There was, yes. We're not together right now, but I was just curious. But, yes, when I did go up there, there was some fog, yes.
Okay, okay. Yes, if you want to go, I think you need to make that clear with him that you'd like to go on the trip. I don't see where there would be a problem. As long as you guys communicate and have an understanding, then, you know, say, you know, could you bum along, you know, go for the weekend with him if, you know, he feels like being, I ain't going to say being bothered, but be with you. So I don't see anything bad. I just see communications. That's all.
I meant, like, making a move up there with him. Like, he's moving up there.
And you're moving up there with him.
Or he did. I
off
was
the
just...
grid. You guys are moving off the grid? Right on. I don't see any problems, Donna. I don't. I don't see any problems. All the angels are showing me is just as long as you two communicate, you know, you're fine. You're fine as long as you communicate. And it's not about control, trying to control the other one or be possessive. You have your view and he has his view. And I'm sure in the center somewhere there's a compromise for you two, because you two do have an understanding of each other. You just probably need to communicate a little bit more. But other than that, it looks like it'd be fun. Heck, I think it would be to live off the grid for a while and not deal with people. Oh, my God. That sounds like a fun adventure.
Right, yeah. The thing is that now we are broken up, and you know that's okay. I just was wondering if you saw it in the future, you know, if it does happen.
Yeah. Just communicate. That's all. You two will be back together. He's not seeing anybody else, so you don't have a problem or worrying about another woman or anything like that. You know, I see him around guys. He's got some good friends there, but yeah, just call him, communicate. You know, if you guys have a little row, that's okay. Make up. Make up and get back together. What's the problem?
Oh, okay. Well, that would be up to him. It was a weird kind of thing. I'm not even sure if I want to. He just packed up and left. We were on the brinks of breaking up, so it wasn't, he didn't owe me anything, so. You know.
Okay, well, I would just say communicate to him. That's what I'm saying, communicate. And you guys might work out whatever differences or difficulties you had. You know, if you communicate, you can work it out and be together. So, give him a call. Give him a call if it means you got to hike up there halfway or something and have a little picnic lunch together and, cup of coffee or something, do it.
Okay.
All right, Donna, call me back and let me know, but it should work out okay. As long as you two, like I said, communication is most important with an understanding, and you two will be fine, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, and I will let
all
you
right,
know.
You. Okay, have a wonderful week, young lady. All right. Area code 310, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Yes, hello, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. And what can I answer for you today, young lady?
Yes, well, I'm actually thinking of getting a cosmetic procedure done, and I'm just wondering if you see this being something that aligns with what I need to do.
Okay, you're doing this for yourself and not a man, right?
You bet.
Okay, good. Because when women do it for men, it don't work out. If you do it for yourself because you just feel like, you know, I could have a little enhancement or a little tuck or here or there, beautiful, because you're doing it for you. That makes you happy. When you're doing it for a man and something else better may come along better, then you feel like, well, I did all this for nothing, you know. Okay, so, Susan, what are you doing? You having breast augmentation?
Yes.
Okay. And you want to make sure that the surgery is going to go well? Is your surgery scheduled before the 25th of July?
No.
When is it scheduled?
I don't have it scheduled yet. I'm going for the consultation tomorrow.
Good. Susan, we are going, this week we start in Mercury retrograde, Wednesday or Thursday. Some say 25th, some say the 26th. But still, we're going into Mercury retrograde and the full moon and a lunar eclipse. So because we'll be in Mercury retrograde, it doesn't end till the 19th of August. I hope you're writing this down. Do your surgery after the 19th. You will have no problem. Smooth sailing, beautiful breath, and head out.
Ooh, I don't know if
fine.
I can do that because then I'd have to miss work, and I don't think I'm trying to get it done sooner before that. Do you recommend not then?
I recommend not because we're in Mercury retrograde and things could happen unexpectedly. So, no.
Okay.
Not surgery.
Okay.
No, not surgery. I recommend that you do it after the 19th. Maybe do it where after the 19th of August, where maybe it goes into a weekend, do it on a Friday. You're off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right? So
yeah.
You can rest up and go back to work.
It takes 2 weeks. I know.
Oh,
they want you to
okay.
be on Friday
I don't know.
For 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was trying to do it now because I'm going to be off work. So.
Okay. Up to you. But like I said, if you wait till after the 19th to do the procedure, I don't see any problem. So up to you, Susan. Okay? Think about
thank
that.
You
if you don't
so
know
much.
About Mercury retrograde, look it up because it also talks about, you know, if you're going through health issues or anything, that you don't want to do any of that during this period. And see what's so bad, I got to tell you this. I know you want to do it in a hurry. We also have six other planets that are retrograde until August. So it's really a real iffy time right now. And you're talking about for your health? Uh-uh. I wouldn't want you to take that chance. I want to talk to you again.
Okay.
All right. Let me know,
thank
young
you so
lady.
Much.
All
I
right. Have a wonderful week. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay. Next call. Sorry. Area code 312, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Linus. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. How you doing, young lady?
Good. How are you?
Fine. And what are you holding back?
I just want to know what's going to happen with my relationship.
Ah, see, I knew it was something. You know what I see? As I was talking, Shannon, I saw you with a spoon popping the hell out somebody, a long wooden spoon, and you're like, bip, 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 bip. That's why I said, what's going on? What you holding back? I ain't saying you physically have done that, but it's in your mind.
No, I admit I did do it last year.
Oh.
It was
see?
Warranted. It needed to be done.
Okay. Well,
I don't condone
it's
violence.
It's coming up again. Maybe
it's
getting ready to get repeated.
No. No, no, no.
Okay, what's the first name of your mate?
Lewis.
Let's see what's going on. Okay. You are so cute. Okay.
Thank you.
I see a businessman, strong shoulders, back, almost like he had been in the military, in the Marines or the Air Force or something. Yeah.
That is his body
structured.
Shape.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, I can see that in structured. Yeah. Was he in the military?
No, but that is his line of work, but not the military without giving too much out.
Okay, okay. No, that's fine.
You're on
I'm
the right
saying,
track.
Because I see structure, so that's what I'm saying. I see him strong, standing erect, and his body tells me he's a structured individual. He's not, like, happen tense or flaky or anything like that. No. Yeah. He comes to the party, in other words. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now, I'm getting a little bit of a headache on Lewis on the right-hand side of my head. Why am I getting this headache, Angels? He's not compromising. Uncommitted. Ugh. Though it is not a compromising individual, and he's uncommitted. Uncommitted how? In relationships. He's shy and scared. He gets to a point, it looks like, where he's really happy, you know, in the relationship, and then he backs up, and it's like he gets scared. Like he's scared of his emotions. You know what I mean? Like if he was standing right in front of you, he would show you all the love in the world. But if that love really touched his soul, his being, he'd back up like swimming backwards. He'd get scared. And I'm like, why? I think it's because of some of the experiences that he has not only experienced himself, but he's seen. Things that he's seen in his life has made him like that. Let me ask, how does he feel about Shannon? He likes you? He needs to understand you. You understand him better than he knows, but he needs to understand you. So I always say communication gives you understanding, right? But I know too how sometimes people can be stubborn or they can be arrogant. You could be saying the sky is blue and they'll tell you, hell no, it's gray, you know?
Right.
So I think at times, yeah, he's uncompromising at times, but that's just his, I think it's more or less his character, but still getting this pain across my head about him. God, Angels, why am I getting that? Oh, he hurts himself more than he hurts somebody else. He's really hard on himself. Oh, okay. He's very hard analytically on himself. Is he a Virgo? When's his birthday?
Pisces
are spiritual, and they're fish, so they can swim both ways, but they're very spiritual beings. Wonder why is he so hard on himself? You know what? This guy's seen a lot of stuff that he shouldn't have seen in his life.
Yeah.
I believe that's what it is, and the past plays on his present life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he needs to let some things go. It's not him now. It's not him, but, you know, it's like if you saw a baby get hurt or ran over, that shit would stay with you for a long time, right? Well, I'm putting that as an example with him. Something, not more than something, some things that he has saw, he hasn't got to the point yet to let that go, let those memories go, you know. You and him, yeah, you guys can be together, but like I said, you understand him better than he understands you. So, I don't know. He's very regiment. Very regiment. I'm surprised he's not in the service because he's a very regiment person. He's a good guy. I'm not picking up that he's a bad person, but I think he's very analytical about himself. He needs to lighten up off himself, you know, and let some memories go. And it doesn't have anything to do with you. These memories are, like I said, experiences in his life. So,
Do you think we'll work this out, or you think it's kind of like I should just kind of let things be and just go our separate way?
You know what? Give it a little space.
Give it a week.
Give it a week.
Well, it's been a week. Here's the funny thing. He does work for the government, so you are on that, so I'll give you that. You know what I'm saying? So that rests your mind, even though you probably already knew that. But I'm married, and it's been already a week, but... Pardon?
No, I'm just going, Did you say you are married?
Yeah, I'm married. Yes, to him.
What you doing? To him? Not to him. Okay.
I am married to him. We're married.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand. I thought you said, and I'm married, and, you know, you like Lewis. I'm like, huh? Okay.
No, I'm married to him. He's like my husband. He's my husband.
Oh, okay.
But he did some things to me, hence the wooden spoon, and now here we are a year later.
That's why the spoon came up, because you were trying to decide, should I repeat what you did a year ago? See, you said a year ago, but it's fresh in your mind. Like, do I need to do this again to get my point across? Okay.
Because he can't forgive me for doing that, so now it keeps coming up. He says it reminds him of his childhood, so he can't forgive me. So it's him not forgiving
validation.
Me, and that's why. I can't keep living in this bubble of that I'm such a bad person did something when he needs to take ownership for it. So I gave it a week for not talking, but it's like, how much do you give of yourself? Change has to happen.
Yeah. That's true. You can only say sorry for so long. It has to be a change.
And I could,
well, I'm going to tell you, Shannon.
And I could pray about it.
I don't tell people.
Pray about it.
Okay.
You know?
Well, that's good. Yeah, I don't tell married people whether to separate or divorce. You know, I may tell you to communicate or give yourself space, but
right.
No, I'll never say that. I mean, if you were dating, then I would, but it's your husband,
right.
So I'm not going to tell you that. Only thing I can say is you validate it. Now I understand, because I kept saying his experiences. So, yeah, you showed him that, but he's got to let the past go, too. That's in the past. Don't keep bringing that up. That deters the relationship.
Right.
What happened in the past,
horrible.
Even
like
God
nothing.
Forgets about a minute ago. He's not concerned. I'm sorry?
I'm just saying, I can't keep living like this. Either you're going to forgive me or you're not. Either we got to part ways and you can go on and be free, or I could be free. But we got to do something.
Shannon, let me ask you this right quick. Have you two thought about marital therapy?
We tried it, but he wasn't open and honest during it, so we didn't get what we needed out of it. So I did make an appointment, but I haven't told him yet. I made an appointment to go, and if he wants to go, he can meet me there. But he wasn't open and honest, and I knew he was holding something back during therapy. So it just wasn't – he was holding something back, so I thought he was going to tell me he was with another woman. Well, he didn't tell me what happened, and it kind of stunted the therapy. Stunted the growth. Because
okay.
He wasn't
yes,
honest.
Yes, yes. I'm sorry.
And he was honest after it came, after therapy stopped. He's honest about it, but he doesn't talk about it. He only talks about it when he yells that he can't forgive me.
Yeah, well, only thing I can tell you, Shannon, is communication. That's all I can say, and you've been doing that, and you prayed, and you went to therapy, so I don't know what else to tell you, but I'm not going to tell you to leave your husband. I will not say that. I'll just say that I hope and pray, too, that things can work out and he can put the past behind him and move forward. So,
right. So do you see it like another week without talking?
I wouldn't let it go another
like,
week. I was going to suggest a week, but you've already done that. So
yeah,
I
it'll
would
be a
talk
week
to
today.
Him. Okay, well, then I would speak with him tonight or no later than tomorrow and have a sit-down. Yep, you two need to have a sit-down.
So
seriously,
I should institute
sit-down.
It? I should institute it because he said we need
sure.
to have a sit-down.
Yes, sure you can. You want a resolution to this one way or the other.
Right, I do. Either you're going to divorce me or you're not. You got to make up your mind, though.
Yeah,
you can't
well,
just
that's
keep
what
me
I'm
in
saying.
Limbo.
Well, talk tonight or tomorrow at the latest. Sit down, have a sit-down.
All right.
You know, put all your cards on the table and him, too. Be honest. Even, you know, tell him, even if it might hurt me, I'll respect you for being honest and not just, like you say, keeping you in limbo. You know, I
right.
know that hurts, but I'd rather hurt with your honesty than to hurt with a damn lie, you know? And I'm sorry, but
right.
that's just
yeah.
me.
Right.
Okay. All right, Shannon, I got to move on.
Thank you,
Lynn. Friend. I got
Thank
you on the prayer list. Yes, ma'am.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a wonderful week.
Okay, bye.
You're welcome. Okay, you're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. Okay, next caller is area code 646. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Savannah.
This is who? I'm sorry.
Tavana. T-E-V-O-N-A, Tavana.
Oh, Tavana. That's pretty.
Thank
I like
you.
That. Okay, Tavana. What can I help you with? And welcome to the show, young lady.
I am in a shelter with my newborn and my two-year-old, and I wanted to know if you're seeing us getting out with a voucher anytime soon. I have a voucher for it's 1534, and I've been calling everywhere trying to find a place to take them or a two-bedroom. And I came across
oh, okay.
one in Coney Island, Brooklyn, Coney Island, and The guy said someone is getting evicted and the marshals are coming. So I went to know, like, do you see me getting that place? Would that place be nice or that won't work out or anything?
Well, yes, you can get that one. But the only thing that I would tell you, Tizana, is to go through that house with some sage. Go through that apartment with some sage and get rid of the energy that was in there prior to you. You know
okay.
what I mean? Like, if they say, okay, Wednesday, you got it, you can move in Thursday, before you move yourself and your children or any furniture in there, go to one of the health stores, supplement stores, or something like that, get you a little thing of sage, and you just burn, because you can put it out, burn some sage and just walk through that apartment and bless it. Get rid of all negativity
okay.
and just ask God to bless it all the way through. In fact, you want to start at the front door and do a like a clock. Right?
Should
in the direction that the clock is going. Every room, every closet, yeah, every closet, every room, bathroom and all with the sage. And then leave. Don't worry about the sage smell. It's going to get rid of all the negativity. And then leave. And then the next day start moving your stuff in. That way you've cleaned out all that badness. And you're coming in, it's going to be brand new and good. Good positive energy. But yes,
okay.
yes, you can get that one. But I just want it cleared before you move you and the kids in there so you don't have any problems. Because they put them out, there's bad mojo energy in there.
Yeah, they said they
okay.
didn't pay the rent in over a year.
Okay, well, like
but
I'm saying.
But the monsters are coming, so.
Yep, burn
so
the
do
sage
you only
first.
See that place or any place? Or?
There's two. You're telling me about that one, but I see another one that, man, this is funny. I keep hearing Boogie Down Bronx. Why do
no.
I keep hearing that? Boogie Down Bronx. Okay, I guess it's a Bronx. Boogie Down sound like it's party time. I don't know. But were you Coney Island and also the Bronx? You kept saying boogie down Bronx, but it was a happy feeling, so I don't know. But, you know, have you checked in the Bronx at all? No?
Yeah, that was actually the first bubble I looked in because I was in a domestic violence shelter there, and now I'm in a family shelter. So
oh,
I was looking
I'm sorry.
In the Bronx at first.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Put you on our prayer list.
It actually, because you hear domestic violence, you automatically think a guy. It was actually verbal abuse with my mom.
And
me and my mom, like, I just, I won't even go into that. That's just too much. And then that's
okay.
This apartment is across the
street
from my mom.
Well, this apartment will be a good start. It's a good start. It is. It'll just be a good start for you, and later on you move up and to better things, bigger and better things. So this is just a temporary measure. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You're going to
do
this. It's like a sounding board. You're going to step in there, be there maybe for 6 or 9 months, and boom, bounce up, and you're going even bigger and better. Yeah, than where you at right now. So, yeah, go for it. But please burn that sage. Burn the sage in there before you move in. Yeah, and put a little salt. If you got some sea salt, Tizana, put the sea salt right in front of your welcome mat. Before you go in the front door, nobody will see it because your welcome mat is under it. But put that, and that'll keep negativity from entering your house as well.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yes, yes. Okay, I'm wishing you the very best. I'm sorry.
Would it be this month? Would it be this month or August? Well, you don't.
You're moving. It'll be this month.
Oof.
You've already got this, and you've already got the paperwork going on this. Right?
Yeah, I have the voucher. And
so you already got the paperwork going, yeah. Mercury retrograde isn't going to affect you because you already had this going way prior to, so the paperwork and stuff was already in the works. So, yeah, you probably can move in there probably before the 31st, I would think, before the end of this month.
Wow, okay, thank you so much. He said a few weeks, and he said not even. He said maybe even before, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you
so
much.
I would look for a projection 31st. That by the 31st, he'll tell you it's yours. You can go ahead and move in, you know, which would be the 1st of August, but, yeah, you should be able to move in.
Oh,
okay? Now, don't forget,
save
that house before you move in.
I can't forget that. Okay. Does the sea salt, does it matter what brand or just any type of sea salt?
No, it doesn't matter what brand. Just as long as it's sea salt, that's all.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you so much. I want to continue to listen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll put you in. Okay.
Because I know sometimes.
There we go. Okay. All right. Area code 862. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Yes, 862. You're on the air.
Oh, how you doing?
Fine. Who's this?
My name is
Precious. Hi, Precious.
How you doing
today, girl?
I'm fine. I know the last time I had talked to you, you had your back when I had asked you about my husband.
Yeah, talking to the phone. You were going away from the phone. So what, you want me to ask about your husband?
Yes, because I know, since we've been married, it's been, kind of rocky, and then he just bought a new car, so I feel like he like trying to like show off for the outsiders, and he letting the outside life affect what we got going on, and he like being a little selfish and stuff like that towards me. So I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. Then he had his days of like staying out and stuff, and so now I'm at my grandmother's house. He don't know where I'm at because I'm guessing he went out yesterday and he didn't tell me. Or whatever. Like, it's just like a lot of little sneaky stuff, so I don't know like what to do right now. So I'm just trying to figure it all out.
Okay, what's your husband's first name?
Dominique.
Okay. Well, first thing I got, he's very immature.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very immature.
His
that's
mother
first thing
said
the angel
that too
said.
Yesterday. Yep, his mom even
yeah.
said that.
So tell me, Precious, let me go back to you. Why are you settling to be with the immature man that doesn't match up to your goals, to who you are?
Because I do love him. Like, that's the and then I love the way he treats my daughter, because my daughter's father's not around. So he do a lot, like, as far as, like, my daughter loves him. And then he got a daughter, and they play good together. But overall, it's just, like, I really do love him, but it's just, like, I'd be thinking, like, what am I doing? Like, and then he always saying he loved me and stuff like that. But it's just, like, I don't even know.
Because you question it, that right there alone tells me a lot. Whenever you question a relationship, that says a lot. So
right.
It's not like, yeah. And you've got a lot of questions, and I understand that. But I do want to say this. Thank you, Dominique, that you treat your daughter well, but she got a mother, too.
Right.
Okay, and
I
you
mean,
come first before her.
Yeah.
I'm not putting your child down, but if you don't treat mama right, ain't nobody happy. You remember that saying? If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Right, I heard
okay.
that.
Okay, yeah, so have you two tried to sit down and have a conversation and discuss what's going on in the relationship?
Yeah, but he say it's me nagging and me always want to argue with him, and he's saying that I don't know how to communicate.
Are you nagging?
Yeah, I do, like, get on his nerves about certain stuff. I'm not even going to sit here and tell you a story. So, yeah, I do, like, I mean, because the stuff that he do, I don't like. So it's like anything I approach him about, he call it nagging.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to figure out, like, what is he doing? Like, should I stay with him? Do he love me? Like, that's what I really want to know. Like, he say he loves me all
actually,
the time, but it's like.
Let me say one sentence to you. Actions speak louder than words.
Right.
Think about that sentence. If somebody loves you, what are their actions to show you that they love you? How do they prove to you that they love you? By their actions.
Yeah, that's true.
Well.
You're absolutely right.
Well, you don't even have to ask a psychic that. His actions prove whether or not he loves you, how he treats you.
Mm-hmm.
How does he honor you?
Yeah.
How does he respect
but the
you?
The only time I have a problem with him is on Saturdays, because that's his only day off. But during the weekend, you know, the 6 days, we good. Like, we okay. But it's just that Saturday, he just go out and feel like he come in the house 5 o'clock in the morning, and it just be a lot. So I'm just basically trying to figure out, like, do he care about me the same way I care about him? Like, what are you getting from, like, as far as, like, with him and me?
Actions speak louder than words. I'm going to still say that same sentence. Actions speak louder than words.
Right.
Okay. Something you need to really sit down and think about his actions and your conversations,
yeah.
How you act and your character and how he acts.
Mm-hmm.
And find out, is it worth going on, or should you sit down and have a real strong talk? Now, you say
right.
Monday through Friday, he's fine till it comes to Saturday. Well, then before Friday even gets here, I think y'all should be talking like on Wednesday. So what's happening
okay.
this weekend? You know, are we going to be together? Are you going out with the fellas? You know, I know men, you know, they have their MySpace time too. I understand that. But, you
right.
know, where do you fit in this?
Mm-hmm.
And if he thinks you nag too much, then tell him what.
I thought it was probably because of my attitude. Cause I do
his only thing. Well,
I do have like a little attitude problem. So that's why I'm just.
Okay, well,
I'm
Precious,
crazy.
Stop and think about you. Who is Precious, spiritually, mentally, and physically? Who you are? Because when
okay.
you make yourself happy and you love Precious, I don't care what anybody else do. You'll stop them with your hand, like, talk to the hand, because I don't even understand. When
okay.
you love you, okay, because love don't hurt. It's not love
right.
if the person don't know how to love you. But love does mm-hmm. not hurt, but you got to love yourself first. Just like you love
right.
the babies, love yourself
mm-hmm.
like that. You deserve,
okay.
just like they deserve hugs and kisses and clothes and foods and stuff, you deserve that too. You're a queen. And don't think any less
right.
of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve just the same. But also, you got to act accordingly. Accept responsibility for your actions, too. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
It works
mm-hmm.
both ways. Okay. Well, that's what I'm going to tell you, honey. Just sit down. You and him have a long talk. I mean, a long talk. Sober,
okay.
clear, no emotions, just... No emotions. Don't bring in, well, you did this, don't bring any of that in. Just sit down and talk like,
oh, yeah,
what do you expect of me? What do I expect of you? What do you feel that love is to you? You know, is love spiritually,
mm-hmm.
mentally, and physically, or is it just physically and mentally I see you when I see you? You know, what does love mean to
right.
you? Okay.
Okay,
all
yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Let me know, girl.
All right.
I got you
Thank
on the
you.
Prayer list too today. You're welcome. Boy, me and Nina are going to be praying for a bunch of folks this week, I tell you. That's okay. Prayer is good. No other hope that I know but above. Okay. Next caller, 862, you're on the air. Oh, Precious. I'm sorry. No, this isn't Precious. Who's this?
What's up?
Hello.
Place. How you doing? Hello?
Yeah. You wanted to listen, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I
wanna... All right. Oh, you have a question? Okay. Oh, honey, it just went over. Okay. Okay, go ahead with your question. I'm sorry. Go ahead. In fact, who is
yeah.
this?
This is Clay.
Craig. C-L-A-Y?
No, Q-U-A-Y.
Oh, Quay. Oh, okay. Q-U-A-Y.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
How you
doing? Like my grandson.
I got a question.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a... I was with a girl, right, for like 6 years. And I was taking care of her. Like, I was taking care of her son, like, since he was born. I just want to know, basically, like, she won't let me see him right now. And I wanted to know if I'm ever going to see my son again. Like, am I ever going to see him again?
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. What's your first name?
Is that was her first name?
Yeah, just her first name. I don't need the last. Yeah.
It's Najma. N-A-J-M-A-H.
N-A-J-A-M-A-H. Najma. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Whew. Why is she so angry with you? Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I mean, the angels almost slapped me in the face with that anger. Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Very angry with you. Yeah, you won't be seeing him no time soon. I'm sorry, honey. She's really angry with you.
Oh, wow.
She's coming like hard-hearted. She's so
yes,
pissed off. It's
I
like
know.
She's hard-hearted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's treating the baby fine. You ain't got to worry about your son. He's fine. The child is fine. Yeah, I was going to ask the angels if maybe you two could get back together. And it was like,
oh, no.
I see
I don't
want to
get back.
Well,
I just
want to
see my
zeros.
Phone. I'm like, nah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you're going to have to give her some time to get over that anger because she is very
okay.
angry with you. And right now, if you two were to talk, it would just be a waste of time. It would.
Yeah.
Talk to her after August 19th because we're getting ready to go into Mercury retrograde. Yeah, and that starts either Wednesday or Thursday. And if you were to talk with her now during Mercury retrograde, it'll just be ugly. And I don't want it to be ugly.
So,
I want you two to be at peace. So when you talk to each other, it's smooth sailing. You know, even if you disagree, but it's a smooth conversation. Yeah.
Yeah.
So after August 19th,
August 19th,
we're out of Mercury retrograde. We're out of the 6 retrograde planets. And you can talk, you know, then approach her. About can you get visitation rights? You know what? You two may have to do a parenting plan.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Well, think about it, but you two might have to do a parenting plan in order for you to see your son. So,
yeah,
think about that. But, yeah, sorry, Quay.
Thank
girl,
you so much.
I don't know what happened between you, but that woman is angry. Lord Jesus.
She's angry with everybody. She's fucking crazy. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling. Okay, next call. Oh, okay. Well, lines are open. Let me go to the chat room. Boy, I was so busy on the phones. Well, there's nobody in chat, so, well, that's okay. So all the lines are open. If anybody wants to call in, the number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. All lines are open. And you're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net if you want to get a psychic reading. And let me tell you, our prices are really good. One question is $25. If you want to do 30 minutes, it's only $1 a minute. Yep, that's right. 30 minutes, $30. You want an hour, 60 minutes, $60. That's it. We ain't into that $249, $3, $7 a minute and all that. We ain't trying to gauge people. We are trying to help people when we do our psychic readings. So that's where we're at. Okay, next caller, area code 614. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Wilson.
Hi, Susan, is that right?
Phil, son.
Spell it for me, honey.
F-I-L-S-A-N.
Silson. Silson, is that right? S-I-L-S-I-S, is that what you said?
S like Frank, F-I-L-S-S like Sam, A-N.
Oh, Phyllis. Phyllis, is that right? You say it.
Frank,
no,
I like, yeah.
No, I got it. I want to hear you say your name. Say it.
Philson.
Philson, okay. Got it. Go with it, girl. Sorry for that. I just like to be clear when I go to the angels with your name. I don't want to give them somebody else's name. Okay, so welcome to the show, Philson. And what can I answer for you today, young lady?
Wondering if you see anything for me in terms of love.
In love? Oh, okay. So you're not in a relationship right now with anyone?
No.
Okay. You interested in anybody?
No.
Okay. Heartbreak. Why are the angels telling me heartbreak? Did you just come out of a relationship, Philson?
No.
Huh, okay. They're telling me heartbreak. Or is a heartbreak keeping you from being in a new relationship? No? Okay. Let's see. Oh, they're showing me a Filipino man. Oh, okay. He's Filipino. And he's 5'9". He has a business, and he works too. Man, he's a hard worker. He owns a business and he works too. My. He doesn't like to date within his race. That's interesting. He doesn't date other Filipino women. He dates either white or black or Spanish. But, yeah. Okay. Tell me, angels, about this guy. Are you into men, Philson? Philson?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I got a hint of bisexual. That's why I'm asking you. Oh, they're telling me you're going to meet this guy on some stairs. Interesting. He's coming down and you're going up, and you two speak to each other. I don't see a conversation. But they're showing me you're in a hallway and, yeah, on the stairs. Maybe that's your opportunity to speak up and say something. Yes, it is. Because they said his mind, he's going down the steps and his mind is on his job, something about his job, so he's not paying attention. I mean, you know, he sees you and speak like, hi, and keep going, but he's not really looking at you, so you got to get his attention and like, oops, excuse me, do you know where so-and-so is, or blah, 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 whatever that you can come up with, just a conversation. He's a nice-looking guy. Looks like he's in his early 40s. Is that too old for you?
I'm 24.
Well, I said, is that too old for you? Because I
yeah.
see him in his 40s. Well, we can scratch him out. That ain't happening, angels. Give me somebody else. I don't know why I saw that, too, and said he was probably too old for you. God, the world is your oyster. Ooh. Wow, the angels are telling me right now, why are you worried about a boyfriend? You're a very attractive, outgoing woman. Yeah, that must be why they told me the world is your oyster. You could have any man you want. What's the problem? You just picky or criteria?
Picky, I think. That's
okay. You said that so little, like a little girl, like picky, maybe. Okay, because they tell you you're a very attractive woman. You can have anybody you want. I'm going to suggest this, because they're showing me two things. I see a concert, and I also see like a lounge. I don't know if you're into jazz, you're young, but that doesn't mean because you're young, because some young people are into jazz. But I see one, a jazz lounge. The other I see is a concert. And you could meet some guys there. Now, they're not showing me any particular guy. They're just saying at a concert that you would meet other gentlemen there. And if you were at a lounge, you and your girlfriend just kicking back, that you would also meet gentlemen there. So I got that. But no Pacific guy, other than that Filipino guy at first, but he was too old. So don't be surprised, you know, if an older gentleman might approach you. Just don't be surprised, but, you know. You can always say, no, that's not me. I'm not into older men.
Are you?
So that's what I got. So listen, I'm sorry.
Are you into astrology?
A little. Go ahead.
I have Capricorn in the seventh house, which is about older people, house of partnership. In the 20s. That you got someone.
Okay. You're Capricorn. What's your sign?
I'm a Cancer rising. Sun sign
Taurus. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Still listen, happy birthday. Yeah. Cancer. Oh, yeah, this is an interesting month for you guys. It's like you're doing okay, but it's the outside influences. You know, like people coming to you like, Felicity, could you help me? Or can I get $20 from you? Or can you give me a ride? In that way, okay, for this month of July. So you're okay. It's the outside coming in. It's not you going out. So I don't know. Have you been feeling that this month?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It's like I said, so many things are going on. It's really one of those months you just kind of want to take low and go slow because there's so much going on in the sky. The Capricorn shouldn't prevent you. Anything, it might make you a little stubborn or make you look at things two or three times, but that's okay. Yeah, I don't see any strong man other than that Filipino guy came up, but I don't see anybody other than, like they said, go to the concert and go to the lounge and you will meet some gentlemen. So that's what I would say. Get out, get with your girlfriends, and get out and about. You know, it'll happen.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a wonderful week. Okay. Area code 917, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nisa.
Hi, Lisa, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, well, welcome to the show, Lisa. How are you doing?
Okay, I just wonder to ask about Matthew. Like, he was acting a little bit strange yesterday. I was wondering what was going on with him.
Okay, I picked up clothes right away. Something about clothes. Clothes.
Okay.
I picked up something about clothes right away. Did somebody do something to some of his clothes, like tear them or cut them, cut his clothes up or something?
Nope.
Okay, well, I'm getting something about...
He bought new clothes.
Oh, okay. So maybe something about those new clothes he just bought is not right. There's something about an article is not right. So, okay.
Yeah.
You got a little upset about that. Let's see. He's okay. He fires up, but he cools down real quick. He's okay. What are you worried about? I'm not getting anything from him that he's upset with you.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not upset with you, honey. You haven't done anything. But all I got was that he was upset about the clothes. So something wasn't right. But like I said, he's quick tempered, but he cools down quick too. He doesn't stay mad a long time.
Right.
Am I right? Okay.
Yeah.
So you two are okay. Yeah. He's not upset or mad or anything with you.
I don't really want to be with him anymore.
Uh oh. Well, have you expressed this to him? Because I got a feeling he's not aware of that.
Yeah.
Well, or he's not accepting it. Because I feel like he's in the blind. I'm getting like he's in the blind. Like, what? What are you talking about? You know, when you express this to him.
Okay.
So what your question is, are you guys going to have an amicable split? Is that it? You can go your way and not worry about it? Is that what you really want to know?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to reach out to you and tell you he's sorry. He is going to reach out to you. When he realizes that you're gone, that you're serious about this, he's going to reach out to you.
Okay.
All right. Well, sorry things didn't work out.
How long is that going to be, you think?
Before he reaches out to you? That's up to you.
Yeah. Oh.
That's up to you. When you made it up in your mind that it's enough and walk away and don't look back, that's when he's going to realize that you really are done. It's a done deal.
It's
and he's
going
to be trying to reach out.
Done deal.
Okay. Well, just to let you know, honey, ahead of time, he is going to reach out to you. So just to let you know. But, when he realizes you're gone, it's going to hit him. Why do men do that? You know, there's that old saying, you don't miss your water until the well runs dry. Why do they do that? Have a good thing. I shouldn't say thing, but you know what I mean? A good relationship. Like, why? Why?
No,
and
really
then you
want to
come back crawling. Huh?
He made so awful yesterday, not worth it anymore for me.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, honey, a peace of mind means more than anything, right?
Exactly. I am better off alone.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well, you got it going on, girlfriend.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
And wishing you the very best. Thanks for calling, Lisa. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay, area code 708. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Linda from Illinois.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Okay. I wanted to know if you see anything with animals. I have a 16-year-old cat, and I'm going to rescue a 1-year-old, and I'm kind of like not sure if that's the right decision.
Oh, how's your older cat gonna with the new one? Well, is it gonna,
yes.
Is it like a baby? Is it gonna be a little kitten?
Well, she's 1.
1 year old. Well, she's still young. It's
just that I lost my cat, my other cat last year, and you know the cat I have now seems to be very lost. So I thought this might help her.
Yeah, missing the other cat. Well, yeah, it will, because it'll give her back companionship. Did you tell her about
that?
Did you sit down and talk to her and tell her about the other cat that was sick? Okay.
Sure,
because sometimes people, I shouldn't say people, when we have animals, they think, oh, yeah, okay, you know, this one's died, or like you do rescue and it moves on to another family or something. But I said they're like children. I don't know. I have an affinity with animals. I don't care, bird, cat, dog, whatever. That they have feelings too, just like we do as a human. So why not talk to them? You know.
Oh yeah.
I talk to them just like if they were a child. You know.
I think she. I'm pretty sure that she sees my other cat here. You know. I could tell. That
oh.
She knows, like my other cat can visit. Yeah.
And
so
she probably does
like,
come to visit.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably does come to visit. Misses you guys. Yeah, I don't see a problem. I think it'll be a nice adjustment. It'll be companionship for her. So, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, you'll know after about 24 to 48 hours, you know.
Yeah.
Because she had another cat with her, so she's never been by herself, which is good that, you know, you had 2.
Right,
so.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So that's just, so sweet,
you know,
of you.
They do give you like 6 weeks to before they officially adopt out. So, you know, so they make sure it's a fit. So I'll have time to work with both of them. So I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's sweet. I think it's really sweet. And I believe your cat, she'll appreciate it. She does. She's missing companionship. Somebody to kind of play with or lay around with, you know. So
yes.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. You're doing good, Mommy.
Thank you.
Yep,
so
you're
much.
Doing good. All right. Congratulations on your new baby. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Lines are open. Call in. 917, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
I'm Shakira. I'm from New York.
Okay. Oh, I love that accent. What's your name again?
Shakira.
Oh, that's pretty. Shakira, I
like
that.
Thank you.
I love these names that some of the women call in. Just, I love it. I do.
Yeah.
I like difference. Because then that makes you unique. So that's just me. Makes you unique.
Yeah.
All right, Ms. Shakira, what can I do for you today? And welcome to the show, young lady.
Hi, I was just calling because I'm currently in a relationship and I was just wondering if I should go or if I should stay.
Ooh, what's his first name?
Rodney.
Okay, that's all I need. Don't say anything else. Does he ever hit his head up against the wall?
Well, he does have a big head. Yeah.
Oh, forgive me, angels. No, I just... That was the first thing that came up. He hits his head against the wall and like, wow. It's like, no. Okay. Should you go or should you stay? He's a stubborn person. I know that.
Yes, he is.
What is he a Cappy? Is he an Earth sign? When's his birthday?
He's a Virgo.
Yes. Yes. They're not stubborn, but Virgos are some analytical mofos. Okay.
Oh, yes. Woo, they are.
They got to analyze everything from the time you wake up till you go to bed.
Yes. Mm-mm.
And what's, okay, he's a Virgo. What's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, girl, no. You fire. No, Virgo is analytical, structured. Everything is in its place. Blah, 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 blah. And if he's a September Virgo, he's needy. If he's an August Virgo, they're fierce.
He's a September Virgo.
Needy.
Yes, so needy.
Yep, they're needy. But, you know, intelligent. I ain't going to take it away. Virgos are very intelligent now. But
But I've been in a relationship
September
with him for like
needy.
Two. Yeah, he's very needy. And I've been in a relationship with him for like 2 years. And, I mean, it's been like he's done put me in positions to where I done lost jobs and everything.
Oh, no, honey. That's not good. That's not good. Well, I can tell you right now, Sagittarius and Virgo don't click. Those two signs are not a mimical. Yeah, you guys don't. I know about Sagittarius. My mama was a Sagittarius. Y'all fire.
Yes, we are.
And you're intelligent. That's the thing. It's not that you just got fired, but Sagittariuses are very intelligent. They can pick up on things quicker than other people can. Whether you say anything or not is up to you, but sometime y'all voice it. You'll say what time it is now, but yeah, but you guys pick up on stuff quick. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Rodney, I'm sorry, babe. We're going to have to kick your ass to the curb. Sorry, Rodney, but
yeah.
And I'm sorry, I can't even, off the top of my head, because I do astrology, too, lightly.
Right.
But I can't even. Think who goes who's compatible with Virgo? Look, I'm trying to look real quick in my book. See, can I tell you? But I don't,
if I'm not mistaken, I think it's a Aquarius because I do a lot of reading on signs and zodiac too. So,
oh, okay. So Sagittarius is Aquarius. Who else? Gemini. Who else goes with Sagittarius? I know
Aries.
The Earth signs is. There you go, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. I knew it was coming to me. Yeah, those are the fire signs. So all those in Aquarius. Yeah, you and Aquarius would fit good too because Aquarius is a humanitarian. So and you're like that in some aspects. Yep.
Right.
So. So these are the signs you want to look at: Aries, Leo, Aquarius.
So let him go.
And honey, he's a done deal. We're talking about new stuff now. we on the new stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was like he was cheating or something. I don't know. Like he's mixy now.
No, I'm not picking up he's cheating. But now I know when he. When I saw that he hits his head against the wall, it's like he's trying to get something. Like, don't you get it? You know, and it's, you know, it's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, don't you get it?
Yeah. He has, like, outbursts and stuff like that. Like, he's really, like, demanding and demeaning. And.
Oh, yeah, well, you know Virgo likes to be in control. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Virgo is a control freak. I know Capricorn is too, but Virgo is a control freak. They like to be in control. They want to know what's going on and have you thought about doing it this way or that way. Yeah, they're control freaks.
Yeah. And another question is, too, I have a 14-year-old son, and I've been trying to get pregnant again, and it seemed like it's not working. I don't know if it's because God doesn't want me to have a baby by him. I was starting to think it was medical.
Okay, let me ask. Why you want to start all over again from zero?
Well, because my son is 14, and he's, like, in his own world, and he barely pays me any mind. He's so into school and basketball. And I'm 33, and I would like to have another child before it's too late.
Okay, well, you know he's a girl, you got till 50. Okay, women having children up to the age of 50. But you got to realize your son's a teenager. He's doing his thing, Mommy. You got to be doing your thing now.
Well, I got to get rid of the
verbal. Yeah, now you can start doing your thing.
Yeah.
Girl, when my daughter hit 10th grade, I said, God, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I was too happy, jumping up and down. And then she got accepted to a prestigious college, and I said, God, dog, I got to go home.
Yeah.
And only because her tuition was $5,000 a semester. So, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we're happy. They're high school, you done graduated, and then they start college, and it's like, okay.
Yeah,
Mommy.
So my son is about to start high school.
Okay. And things are going to get more expensive because, you know, in high school, clothes and their activities cost a lot more.
Tell me about it.
I know. And seeing you talking about having a newborn baby, you know you're going to be spending money going and coming.
Well, it's not like I'm rushing for it. It's just that, like, I was wondering if it was medical, like, did it have anything to do with my eggs? Are they getting old?
No, hell no. Stop it, girl, if you don't stop it. No, you're still a vital woman. No. You're still very much vital. And like I said,
it's probably him.
Now, the only thing I'm going to tell you, if you want to have the baby, that's fine. But the only thing I'm going to tell you, make sure you know the health of that man.
Right.
Before you have a baby by him. Okay.
Right.
That's the only thing I want to say. Just make sure you know the health, and then go ahead and are they going to be part of the bringing up of the child, or you just want to be a single mother and do it?
Yeah,
got to think about that
too. I'm already a single mom doing it with the one I have.
Okay, well, I'm just saying you got to think about that too, because you know sometimes men want to be in the kids' lives, you know, whether. Indirect or direct. So just, you know, things to think about. But no, I'm wishing you the best. Ain't nothing wrong with you, woman. Shoot, you can get pregnant tomorrow if you want to. You're fine. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, just like I said, when you're ready, check the guy out and make sure that, you know, he's on the up and up health wise. And
of course.
Also mental, you know, that you're not like, you know, you say, well, you know, I want to have a baby, but, you know, I want to be by myself. Now, if the person said, well, you know, I'd like to marry you and we raise a child together, well, now you got a different scenario, you know, to look at.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Your son's getting up in age, so, hey, you might decide you want to, you know, if the right man come along and get married. So that's the only thing is health and mentality. Just check that out before you do that. Other than that, you're fine. You're good.
Yeah.
And your son is okay. He's enjoying himself. He's being a teenager.
Yes, he is. He's definitely is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It hurts, though, because I know. I miss my daughter she's way grown. Believe me, she's way grown.
Right.
I miss that when she got to that age, hanging out with her friends, where she wouldn't go shopping with mommy no more, go to the movies, you know, or out to dinner. Like, nah, I'm going to be with my friends. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, he barely even comes home. He stays at my mom's house a lot.
See, I'm telling you. Yeah, but he's okay. He's fine. All right, well, thank you for calling. And, girl, call me now and let me know how this is going in your pursuit.
I sure am. Okay.
Oh, but wait. You. I forgot. Let me tell you this, Shakira. Between the 25th, you know we're going into Mercury retrograde, so I need to tell you this.
Yes.
Don't start anything with a new man from the 25th to August 19th. Within those 3 weeks of Mercury retrograde, don't start nothing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
after the 19th, we come out of Mercury retrograde. We're coming out of six other planets retrograde, too. So it's going to be like, whew, after the 19th, like, throw your hands up and holler. Go for it then. Go for it.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. All right. I'm wishing you the very best, girlfriend.
All right. Thank you. I'll speak to you some other
You're
time.
You're welcome. All right. Have a wonderful week, young lady.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, y'all, no more calls coming in, so I guess maybe I'll be closing it out. I sure enjoyed today. Thank you, everybody that called in to the show, and the listeners from around the world in the chat room on the phone. I enjoyed the show today. It was really good. So remember, in your romance now, for y'all that are looking for love, make sure that the man meets you spiritually, mentally, and physically. Why? Because you don't want somebody that's not equal to you, okay? And don't settle. If things are not working, if things are not working out the way you like them, and you've done everything. One lady, she prayed. She went to therapy, you know, and all this. When you've done all you can do, hey, then it's up to you. Just ask God to direct you where you need to go when you've done all you can do. But do try your best and communicate with the understanding. That's very important. And if you are married and in a relationship and you're having difficulties right now, do try marital counseling or therapy and see if that may help. And if you don't want to do that, then just sit down at the table. Sit down at the table and have a good conversation. And like I was telling someone earlier, even if it hurts some of the things that you're telling your significant other or he's telling you, that's okay because you're being honest. But don't be emotional. When you're trying to get an understanding between each other, you can't get emotional and start slinging, slinging knives and guns and all that kind of stuff. No. Take the emotion out, sit down, and really talk about what's important to you, what's important to him, okay, for this relationship to work accordingly. And if you have children, they are also in that equation, so you need to talk to them as well. All right, y'all. Have a wonderful week. You know I love you dearly. And let's see, this week. So let me tell you about this week before I go. The full moon is the 27th, which is on Friday. Also on Friday is the lunar eclipse, and this is the longest one. I don't know if it's like 5 minutes long or what, but anyway, they say it's the longest one we'll experience this century. So anyway, and also on the 25th or 26th, we begin Mercury retrograde until August the 19th, okay? So do check that out and let me know. Oh, I got one more call before I go. Let me get it. Hi, this is Linus.
Hi.
Can I help you? Hi.
Hi, yes, Linus. Thank you for taking my call. This is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing good.
Good. What can I help you with today, young lady? Come on,
yes.
Queen. Talk to me.
Okay. I wanted to know what you see between me and someone named Mark. He's someone that I knew when I was younger. We were involved when I was younger. It was a very special relationship to me. And he came back recently, and we've been kind of like talking again and, you know, seeing how it goes. So I just wanted to know if you saw any kind of future with us, like any sort of like future or children with us, or anything positive.
You know he loves you, right?
Yeah.
He does. Girl is so strong. While you were talking, I wrote the word love out. Because the angels are telling me this man really loves you. I mean, he loves you. Almost make tears come to my eyes. He's a good man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good man, and he loves you.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yes, get back with him. Yes.
Do you see, like, marriage and us having children together? Because he already
has
children.
Oh, yeah. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. This man loves you spiritually, mentally, and physically. Totally, 150%.
but he already.
You are the void that he was missing in his life. Was you. So yeah, he'll do every and anything possible to make you happy. He will. He'll do any and everything possible to make you happy. He has some little changes to go through, you know, not bad ups and downs, you know, just some challenges. But the bottom line, this man loves you. You ever heard the saying where, I ain't going to say old folks, but people say, he loves you, girl, down to your dirty drawers. Remember hearing, you ever heard that before?
Yeah.
That's how this man loves you. That's how he loves you.
See, I worry
man,
because I don't have kids. I don't have children yet, and I want to be married. In the September, I'm going to be 40. He already has 3 children. He's been married, not anymore. I don't know if it's going to happen with him. You know, I don't really want to waste time if it's not
Why
him.
Why talk to him? He will have a child with you and take care of that child, too. He would have a child with you. Tamika, you better sit down and talk to this man. This man will lay the world at your feet. Do you hear me? That's how much he loves you. He would lay the world at your feet. That's the love all of us are looking for, somebody that's total and unconditional. Just love me for me, who I am, where I stand. That's how that man loves you. So, yeah, if you want to get married, he'll marry you. He'll get married again. It ain't going to be right away now. I ain't going to say, oh, y'all going to get married this year. But keep that relationship going and your communication and understanding. And who knows, next year you'll be married and before the end of the year your butt will be pregnant. Huh? I'm telling
you. Oh, so you see me getting pregnant for him and having kids for him?
Sure. I see 2 kids you and him have. You have a total of 5 children. You have 5 kids. 2 kids from you. You two will have a boy and a girl. I can see it already. It's a boy and a girl. And the boy is going to come first and the girl second.
Wow.
Yep. And you're going to have a good marriage. A good marriage. I'm telling you, you're the void. What he's been looking for, that whole package, spiritually, mentally, and physically. You're it. And he knows that you're it. That's why he loves you so. Yeah.
He seems like he has a little bit of a temper. And that kind of scares me.
Well, just talk to him about it. Tamika, just talk to him about it. Tell him. So, you know, sometimes when you get upset, it kind of makes me want to back off. I bet you he'll turn around and make that correction. You won't have to worry about that no more. If he does, you know, you'll be like, okay, Mark, you had 100. Bring it down to 20, baby. Like, oh, okay, sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
That's how
yeah.
he would be. Like, okay, sorry, you know. So that's what I'm saying. Don't get nervous. If when he does, you know, he does, it's like, Mark, you know, you're kind of making me take a pause here, bruh. I care a hell of a lot about you, but, you know, I'm just watching your temper. Well, saying that, then that'll make him like, oh, well, I'm sorry, you know. I ain't trying to upset you or hurt you or anything. So, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, let me know, Tamika, but this is the guy. This is your guy, honey. This is your husband. That's all I see right now. So unless he does a 180-degree change, yeah, that's your man, honey. That's your husband. Y'all say, my man, that's your man. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, in fact, I'm going to tell you right now, because I know you're going to call me back. Congratulations. Because
oh
this is
God.
A relationship that you've been waiting for, too.
Wow.
Yep. You know, life is funny sometimes. Sometimes when we're together early in our lives or whatever, and then we go our separate ways, you go get married, he go get married or whatever, end up divorced, and you happen to run back into each other, you know, and you're like, wondering how Mark's doing. I'm wondering how Tamika's doing. Because you both are free, right? And you get back, and it just clicks. You can't explain it, but it just clicks. It's because now time for you two to be together. It wasn't time before, but now it is.
Yeah, we could have had kids back then and everything, but I was too young. I was too young. And he lives in Florida now, and I don't even live in Florida. I live in New York. And I want to move to Florida, but I don't know if that's going to happen or if that's a good idea to move in with him or anything, with his 3 kids or whatever.
Look, just day at a time. Come on. a day at a time. I'm asking you, please don't kick him to the curb. Give him a chance. Give him a chance to prove to you and show you how much he loves you. Because all these things that you're bringing up could be nothing, could be worked out with a snap of a finger. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, don't be hesitant. Believe me, pray on it. Don't believe me, pray on it. Because I know God is not going to let you down. So, you know, pray on it, too.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. And, again, congratulations. And have a wonderful week, young lady.
Thank you. I'll keep you posted, too. I'll definitely call back.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Well, I think we're about out of here now. Again, thank you, everybody, for joining the show today and calling in. I enjoyed you. It was my pleasure and my honor to do psychic readings for all of you. So thank you so much. And as I said before, if no one's told you they love you today, I do. And I'm out.